morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday, February the 1st. How are you doing? And how is that coffee tasting on this fine Friday Eve? How's everybody doing? You're almost there, folks. Today and tomorrow, man. Today and tomorrow. And it's February. Today is February. Early reminder that you got Valentine's Day coming up. All right. Just looking out for you guys. I don't want you guys to forget. Go pick up a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups. Maybe some flowers for the lady. Whatever she likes. Ladies, you can get, you can do the Reese's peanut butter cups. There's a good gift idea for you. That's it. That's all he wants. Otherwise, how's everyone doing? an absolutely overwhelming amount of reviews on the book. We'll leave most of the book talk for the end here because I see that most of the comments are about that. But the only thing I can say is thank you, guys. It's been amazing to see the response. And it's awesome. It really is. But before we keep getting down that rabbit hole, the old book rabbit hole, let's get to the show. Let's do the show. It's going to be a little shorter today because it was a pretty dead news day yesterday. Pretty dead news day. Historically speaking, and this is just, this is on YouTube, so I imagine it's elsewhere in the industry too. Ad revenue in January is absolutely horrific. It's like about half of what November and December are. And I imagine it's because, it's the new year. Companies, they're not needing to spend a bunch of money. November, December, they have to write some stuff off. So why not spend it on advertising? But anyways, my theory is that it's just a dead news day because they're not putting as much content out because there's not as much ad space. Oh, and by the way, if you follow me on Instagram, Daniel sent this to me. There is a video that Joe Rogan reposted, and I just reposted it on my story. So if you want to see it, go to my story. It should be the second thing. The guy, who is this guy anyways? It says, let's expose the media. Crazy, 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 crazy video. So he goes on, if you don't want to go watch it, I'm not going to do it justice. But there's a article he shares by The Hill. And there's some protesters outside of this courthouse. The headline reads, "Bomb threat disrupts New York court where Trump case is being heard." And there's two guys, they're holding signs. One says, "No one is above the law. Trump is over." And he goes on to talk about, hey, if you like Trump, this probably infuriates you. Because you've paid attention, blah, blah, blah. If you don't like Trump, you probably love this. But anyways, it polarizes both sides. That's his point. The point is that this article, this picture polarizes both sides. Then he goes on to show the behind the scenes of that photo. And it's literally, and you see this photo and you're like, wow, they're outside protesting. That's crazy. There's people that are angry and they're outside the courthouse. They took their time to go out there and make a show. And that's what it was. There's these two guys, and then they show the behind the scenes, and there's about 30 camera people from the media taking pictures of this picture of these two guys, these two clowns. And then he goes on to show, he's like, yeah, okay, so basically this photo was staged. And then he goes on to Google and he searches this photo, and it's on almost every single article. And his point is they're polarizing both sides, and it's manufactured. And this, we've known, this is nothing new, but to see it again in this different angle is very, very angering, because there is money tied to the media. There's ad dollars, man. It's January. They needed something. So I highly recommend you go watch that. And I think it's something very important that we should all keep into consideration as we scroll through the quote-unquote news. And that's kind of been a theme of Zeducation for a long time, right? I mean, going back to the That Didn't Age Well series. And I just hate being lied to, man. I just don't like it. I don't like it. And I see how it affects people in my own personal life, and how, you know, people don't like each other because of some stupid article or some stupid politician. It's like, what are you doing? Why are we wasting our time? All right. Anyways, is it important? Yes, of course. But is it embellished by the media? 1,000%. We'll probably get back into that. Let's get to our Zed member birthdays. Today is Elsa's birthday. Elsa. The community shyster. The community artist. So happy birthday to Elsa. Elsa, if you guys don't know, she has been making memes, and she literally has like books full of the memes, the original cartoons that she has made. Elsa also has written her own book. So yeah, go check that out. Happy birthday to Elsa. She's been a pretty big part of the community for a long time, since the very beginning. So happy birthday. I hope it's the best one you've ever had, Elsa. All right, let's get on. What else are we celebrating today? Today is National Dark Chocolate Day. Optimist Day. And National Texas Day. What a time. Perfect time. Oh, we got some more too. National Texas Day. Hell yeah. I've always loved Texas. God bless Texas. National Get Up Day. This guy's in their picture of this. Oh, he's skating. National Baked Alaska Day. Is that like a, I don't even know. Is this, it looks like a bread. And National Serpent Day. It's got a picture of a snake. Nasty. All right. Moving on to our money. Looks like, okay, so a lot of money headlines coming out yesterday. So all in all, the stock market was down. NASDAQ was down over 2%. S&P down 1.6% or 79 points, and Dow down over 300 points, not quite a full percentage point. But part of that is because the Fed came out and decided to pause rates, or sorry, continue to pause rates. A lot of people were hoping for a rate cut at yesterday's meeting, and then they were, if that didn't happen, they were hoping to hear about a rate cut in March. And Fed Chair Powell said no cut today and no cut in March. No, likely no cut in March. Also, there is some more warning signs in the banks. If you guys remember, there were some bank failures. There was Signature Bank. Like, three of the largest bank failures in the history of our country happened. Was that last March or 2022? I can't remember. But I said it then, and I'm saying it again. The can got kicked down the road. There was no, they did not fix the problem. The banks got all these assets, these bad loans, they got absorbed, and a lot of them have to do with real estate, or sorry, the commercial real estate that these guys are sounding the alarms on. They're bad loans. They're not, these buildings don't have occupants in them. They're not making money. They're not making money to pay off these loans. It's not a good situation. And it has been for a few years now. But anyways, there was a New York Community Bank. They absorbed Signature Bank when Signature Bank failed. And New York Community Bank looks like it's about to fail now too. So the warning signs are flashing loud and clear. A lot of these smaller banks, they're going to have a tough time getting through this year and next year. And that's what these guys have been saying. There's been like five different people now, five different articles in the last couple of days that I've seen different people talking about this same situation. And if you remember, I think it was Monday, we talked about the first guy. And then yesterday, New York Community Bank talks about their problems. It's like, wow, that's crazy timing. Did he know something? I don't know. Or maybe it's just he was right. So, yeah, we'll see. And if rates continue to stay up, that's not good. That means these loans are for sure screwed. But anyways, there are more people with more knowledge on the situation. I highly recommend you go take a listen, find them. lots of people talking about this exact situation. So this morning, stock futures rise slightly after Fed Day sell-off. So things are slightly green this morning. Bonds, after the meeting yesterday, the 10-year crashed below 4%. 10-year Treasury yield dips as investors digest Fed rate decision. So it's at 3.93% right now. Oil, $76.50. Gold, $20.50. Silver, $22.77. And Bitcoin is at $42,000. All right. Is the sky falling? I don't think so. But we're going to lose some banks. They've been saying that for a couple years. Moving on to our trending headlines. This morning, Jamaica travel advisory. U.S. issues travel advisory for Bahamas and urges Americans to avoid Jamaica as well. So Bahamas, Jamaica, due to violent crime. It's kind of funny. I just had a buddy down there. He made it back just in time. And then yesterday, number one trending headline, only 100,000 searches, so pretty slow day. Mike McDonald named head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, I forgot that Carroll got fired. Are there any head coaching spots available then? So pretty much, yeah, Bill Belichick is either going to retire or not coach at all or go to college. Man City, 3, Fed Capote versus the Swans, a feud Capote? The scandalous true story behind the feud, Capote versus the Swans. Interesting. Is this a series? Purdue basketball, Tottenham, Kentucky basketball, Fannie Willis, Fulton County DA Fannie Willis subpoenaed over ethics violation. So this is the lady who is in charge of charging Trump in Georgia, and she got caught spending money with her lover, buying plane tickets for vacations and stuff. It's like, really? Like, you're going to try and charge Trump and then you're going to be corrupt yourself? Like, come on, man. Surprising? Not at all. Mark Zuckerberg. Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg apologizes to families in fiery U.S. Senate hearing. Has apologized to families who say their children had been harmed by social media during a fiery hearing in the Senate. Dude, I feel like I'm not the right messenger for this because I exist because of social media. And there's a lot of good things from social media. We wouldn't have this community without social media. So for that, I'm thankful. For the platform, I'm thankful. My book that just came out would not have, nobody would have read it probably. That being said, I'm starting to think, especially places like TikTok. I was on the fence about TikTok. I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. People, let them post videos. That platform is very toxic in many ways. It's highly, highly, highly addicting. And the amount of garbage information on that platform astounds me. I mean, I go through all of the sites all the time, reading the news, trying to stay up to date. And that one can by far exceeds the amount of a misinformation, polarization. It's so bad. There's funny stuff on there. Absolutely. You see it in the Thursday videos, but, there's, oh man, the trash heap that is TikTok. And then the crazy part to me is hearing some of those things regurgitated in real life. It's like, wait, did you hear that on that stupid TikTok video? And that's just over the last 2-3 years, I've seen that happen a few times in my personal life where it's like, yeah, no, it's not real. It's fake. As a viral TikTok video of some idiot. Anyways, Facebook, another one. Facebook obviously is very highly toxic. Twitter's getting better, but the political conversation there is, I don't know. We're devolving. That's what I've considered. I decided that a long time ago. I just don't think with the political dialogue, I don't think anything actually, there's no real conversation on any of these places. There's no real, hey man, what do you think? Oh, okay, you think this? Well, you know, this is why I disagree with you. Oh, okay. You know, maybe we can find some middle ground. I don't know. That is not a conversation that has happened in a long time, especially on places like Twitter and Facebook. It's just, this person's dumb. Oh yeah, I agree. Or, oh no, you're dumb. That's the conversation. So all in all, my point is, I think social media is a net negative. Me and Dave were just talking about flip phones again. We've been talking about this for a long time. Part of me, it wants to keep my smartphone for work purposes only, for the hours of 5 a.m. to 3 or 4 p.m. whenever I get done. And then it stays in my office, in my studio. That's it. And then I have a flip phone elsewhere. And, you know, oh, just have willpower. Yeah, it's easier to say that than just remove the temptation altogether. And not even have it be a part of your life for the outside of work hours. That's where I'm at. All right, moving on here. Chinese hackers cyber attack. U.S. officials deliver warning that Chinese hackers are targeting... open this up here, are targeting infrastructure. Danny Masterson moved to maximum security. Alexander the Great. So here's a wild story. And I think this is a show on Netflix now. So I was watching, or not watching, I'm listening, I told you guys I'm listening to the book, The Case for Christ, and it's phenomenal. But they talk about the historical records of, and the accuracy of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And there's criticism, you know, when were those written? And he goes, in the book, he goes and talks about how those Gospels actually were written closer to the Christ's life than many of the other things that we, I think, call them the Antiquities. Many other ancient, if you want to call them, 2,000-year-old historical artifacts that we have, they're closer to Christ's life than any of these other things, like Alexander the Great was one of them. I believe in the book he says that Alexander the Great was not, his biography was not written until like 300 years after his life. And the Gospels, they're able to say like very, very close to Christ's life. So, and that was the journalist goes in there saying, like, how can you rely on the Gospels as historical record when they were so far from Christ's life? And he goes, well, you know, we have evidence to show that it was actually very close, and they're very reliable and much more reliable than all these other things that we take as historical fact, like Alexander the Great. And like I said, I think that this is a series now on Netflix or something. Moving on, Demi Moore, Byron Allen, psoriasis, Courtney Clenny, Jackie Robinson, MLB and clubs to replace vandalized Jackie Robinson statue. I saw, yeah, so they someone cut hit the Someone cut the Jackie Robinson statue down and then destroyed it. I'm going to bet money right now that this was a staged hate crime. It just feels like it. Feels like someone staged it. Singapore state of play, Walmart stock split. If you own Walmart stock, you will now have 3 shares for every one. Walmart announces 3-for-1 stock split. And 23andMe. All right, let's get on. We're actually going to have a regular show today, so we're rambling today. Fox News headline this morning. Biden's comments on the border spark stiff rebuke on Capitol Hill from some lawmakers. CNN. Deadly drone attack caught Iran by surprise, officials say. U.S. officials see signs that Iranian leadership is nervous about some of the actions of its proxy groups. What's the truth? I don't know. The media gaslit us the entire time on Ukraine. So who knows? Who knows what the truth is, man? New York Times, EU reaches deal on fund for Ukraine. The Hungarian leader, Viktor Orban, had been the sole holdout to the 50 billion euro plan aimed at keeping the economy afloat during the war with Russia. And all that money will be flushed down the drain here soon. Just like the other billions of dollars that we have sent over there. All right, moving on to our birthdays. What do we got for famous birthdays today? We have, number one, Harry Styles. He's 30 years old today. Lisa Marie Presley, RIP. She passed away in 2023. You guys see that Elvis movie, by the way? It's pretty good. Ronda Rousey, 37. She kind of put, I feel like she's the one that put women's MMA on the map. Rick James, RIP, 2004. I would have no idea who Rick James is if it weren't for Dave Chappelle. I'm Rick James. Anyone else? Anyone else? Julia Garner, 30. She's 30 today. She is Ruth in Ozarks. Great actress. All right, let's get on to some not-so-trending headlines. Then we'll get to some questions, comments, and concerns. So I have a couple things here. Trans runner breaks 2 women's track and field records for New York College. Absolutely bizarre that we're still in this point. What the hell are we doing? At some point, trans runners, if this is allowed to continue, they will own every single record because men and women are different. I can't even believe we're still having this conversation. That's why I feel like, I've said this many times. I feel like this is just a giant psyop, like a government psyop, China infiltrated these positions of power. And they're the ones like pushing this narrative, like men can be girls, men can be women, women can be men, to just like make us waste our time and make us angry. Like, what are you talking about? That's the only thing that makes sense. How are we still doing this? Dad, I don't know. I don't know, dude. U.S. cattle herd just shrunk to its lowest level in 73 years. Steak lovers are going to be in for some pain. This is from an account called Bar Chart that I follow. And the source of this is the USDA. So the size of the U.S. cattle herd hasn't been this low since 1951. So our steak prices, our beef prices, we're probably going to keep going up, unfortunately. That's not good, man. I love steak. I'm going to start raising cows. Let's see. B&O News says U.S. House votes 422-2 to ban anyone who participated in the October 7th attack from immigrating to the U.S. Only Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib voted against. Dude, how are these people still allowed in Congress? That was a terrorist attack. I don't care who you are. You can't look at that event and say, wow, that was justified. They went into a concert and murdered and kidnapped innocent people. That was a terrorist attack. And two people said, yeah, maybe they can come to America one day and become citizens. What? Seems like a pretty obvious vote there. According to this poll, which is ratioed like crazy, let me tap into this, see where it came from. Biden holds 6-point national lead over Trump, fueled by female voters, according to this poll. President Biden has a significant lead over former President Donald Trump, popular vote of hypothetical 2024 matchup. The Quinnipiac University poll shows Biden leading 50-44. After the same poll had the incumbent edging out his rival 47-46 in December. I feel like this is hard to believe. You got to take the polls with a grain of salt. I've seen other polls that have Trump winning. So, but this is the news. This is what they're putting out there. This is a New York Post, by the way. More stock market. Chinese stocks closed at their lowest prices in 5 years. A rescue package and banning short selling didn't work. So what will be tried next? Disabling the sell button, bar chart asks. And this is clearly, this is not good. This is, when you got to ask, man, like why, how is the rest of the world, especially China, very large partner of ours, how is China doing so bad, but we're allegedly doing so good? Things are not normal right now. And I can say that over and over and over again, and I do, but this is, yeah. China's in the dire straits, and we are so interconnected with China. I think, did Elon Musk compare it to Siamese twins, like, that cannot be separated? That's how ingrained in each other's economies we are. So they're going down to low records, and we are somehow still going up. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Ex-Boeing manager warns flyers to avoid 737 MAX jets. I would absolutely not fly a MAX plane. That's kind of scary. Breaking, Biden will tap senior advisor John Podesta to replace outgoing U.S. Special Climate Envoy John F. Kerry once Kerry steps down this spring. Of all the people, we talk about, we had this conversation last week or 2 weeks ago about unelected people who have been in power for a long time. John Podesta is one of them. That guy, he is one of the puppeteers of the Democratic Party, which is bizarre. And that family, you go into, I think it was his brother, and the emails, they hired that Satanist lady to come and do spirit cooking. Like that's in the emails, the Hillary leaked emails. This guy is an absolute nutcase. And he's still walking around DC, controlling stuff. He's got his hand in the pie. Now he's got a position of power again. But this is the part of the democracy, you know, that they talk about where, yeah, we get to, every 4 years or every 2 years, we get to elect people. But what about the people that aren't elected? What about all these CEOs of companies that pay for all the campaign financing that buy the politicians? We don't elect them. What about all these advisors that stick around in Washington, D.C.? On the other side, I would think of guys like Roger Stone. That guy's been around since Nixon. You know, I mean, and they're just some of the main characters that I can think of off the top of my head. We don't elect those people, but they're playing the game every year. Doesn't seem very democratic. All right, you guys know I like baseball. This is a wild stat. Bartolo Colon. He was a pitcher. Everyone loved him. He's a big fat guy. Pitched until he was like 43 or 44. When he batted, so he swung at 610 pitches during his career. His helmet stayed on for only 27 of those swings. It's an MLB record that will never be broken. So he was on the Twins for a while. Yeah, every pitch he swung at, he would lose his helmet. It's like, dude, get a helmet that fits. So that's kind of a fun stat there. Talked about that. Some more on the debt, and then we'll move on to our questions, comments, and concerns. U.S. Treasury confirms spending on debt interest now larger than entire defense budget and will soon surpass entire Social Security budget. Talked about that as well. We pay more on interest on our debt. We pay like $2 to $3 billion a day. A single day on interest. Many of you have mortgages. You know how that works. It's mind-boggling. All right. Now, let's get on to some questions, comments, and concerns. So, again, I think a lot of these will have to do with the book. Which is great, obviously. I don't know. I honestly can't find words to say when I read your guys' comments. So let's just go. Dustin, I'm still waiting for my signed audiobook to download. You know, it's a signed NFT audiobook. So keep waiting, Dustin. They're coming, man. Nap says, I got the hardcover audiobook as well. Can't wait to put it on my bookshelf. Ting. Anthony Tyler, I only read the first chapter, and with only the first paragraph, I cried. I don't read books, so for your book to start off that way, for me, is truly powerful and inspirational. Look forward to reading more of this book. P.S., you should get bookmarkers. Just a thought. That's not a bad idea. And then Twisted says, if the first chapter made you cry, just wait. I was reading last night, just crying. Maybe that makes me soft, but I think it just makes me want to be the best dad I can be. And Mandy, I'm so impressed with Desmond's writing skills. You guys, yeah, I just, man. And that's a common response that I've seen so far is, the emotional roller coaster. And I think in a good way, right? I think the book addresses things that every single one of us deal with, maybe not to the extremes that are laid out, but we all deal with trauma, we all deal with tragedy, and we all will going forward. Everyone will, you know, this is a part of life. But dealing with them, yeah, and I think we all know people who have dealt with them negatively, like as portrayed in the book. And it's really hard to turn those positives, those negatives into positives, but it's possible. And I think it starts with focusing on the people in your life. And just, you know, being the best you that you possibly can for those people. And hopefully them doing it in return for you. And, yeah. I'm super, super happy that it's having the effect that it's having on people. And yeah, it's be honest with you, it's been a very, very emotional couple days. In a couple ways, you know, in good ways. And I think for me, you know, I think the doubt in part of this book too is, you know, this you feel. And these are just preconceived ideas that I had. And part of the reason why I had such a hard time, you know, dealing with stuff is dealing with your emotions. I had this idea that it wasn't a masculine thing and that I should just you know, suck it down, man, and get over it. Just get over it, man. But I had to learn that, you know, there is a masculinity in dealing with and handling the weight on your shoulders. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to deal with them. Everyone has them. That's the crazy thing. So I don't know. I'm rambling here, but I think that's, you know, a lot of one of the many messages in the book. And you know, I didn't want to. Yeah, we can talk more about it on a special episode. But I imagine this is what our comments section is going to look like for a while. So we'll just keep going with it. And thank you guys for your comments. Ann Roberts received the book yesterday at 3 p.m. Had to put aside Plato's Timaeus and treated myself to what I thought was a light read and was crying before my alarm to start dinner. Being married to an ex-Marine, I started to chop onions since I wasn't ready to tell him I'm crying over an Air Force guy. Oh, that's great. Also, I responded to your other comment in the book thread too, but that was a pretty meaningful comment yesterday that the number of meaningful comments I've seen, they're all meaningful, but to see it have that effect is just, it's so important to me. Dr. Salty, I received the softcover book late yesterday from Amazon. Now I have homework. Read the book. Still awaiting the hard copy I ordered. Adam Schwantis. Morning, folks. Have a good one. Got the book yesterday. Once I finish the Jack Carr book I'm reading, I'll dive into this one. Had the 20-week ultrasound of our baby yesterday. Baby is healthy along with mom. That's what I'm talking about. That's some great news. And mom's feeling good. She's feeling and morning sickness, anything like that. Hopefully she's doing all right. Which reminds me, we are officially like 6 weeks. 6 weeks away from baby Zed number two. Another girl. I say that as we had a pretty rough evening last night. Terrible twos, man. Lady O, good morning. I will likely listen to the audiobook first. I'm holding out to be able to hear it for the first time. I'd rather listen to Tyler read it. Oh, man. Yeah, there's... I think you guys you'll hear it in the audiobook. There's one part where... and it still gets me every time. The part with my coach. You'll hear that in my voice if you listen to the book. But yeah, it gets me every time. I don't know. I think for me that part. I don't want to say anything. Spoilers for anyone. You don't want to hear it. You know what? I'm gonna leave it there. Sorry for anyone that I didn't really give anything away, but. If you read the book, you know which part I'm talking about. I think I've thought about it ever since I wrote it because I've read out loud and read just on paper that part 1,000 times, and for some reason, man, I think it's just a feeling of gratefulness, knowing that I had those people around me. As so incredibly lucky, man. So incredibly lucky to have all of those people coming in and out of my life. But all right, let's move on here. Esme, good morning. Jack Pie, good morning all. The wife has jacked your book, so it will take a couple days before I give it a read. Enjoying a cup of BRCC, Black Rifle Coffee, and getting ready to walk the monsters where I will listen to your Your dulcet tones of the Mernin Pod. That's poetry right there. That's a poetry, poetic post there. And Mandy again. Desmond, you certainly have been given a gift for writing. I'm so impressed by how you pull us into your story and paint pictures we can vividly see as you describe what's happening. I think I speak for everyone here as your faithful community friends that we are so proud of you. Good job, Tyler. And thank you, Mandy. That means a lot. But all right, folks, we're going to get going. We're at the 40-minute mark. I hope those of you that have not had a chance to read the book, I hope you get a chance to read it here. As a reminder, I have created a separate thread on Substack for if you want to talk about details of the book. So join that thread. I have it pinned on the page, zedmedia.substack.com. And I've been, just an FYI, all these episodes that I've been posting to Substack, I've been making them available for everyone. Obviously, the comments are just members only, but for this week, I decided to do that. Just with, the book coming out and stuff. And also, if you have read the book, I encourage you to go leave a review on Amazon. hilariously, so there are a lot of reviews now. There are 49 reviews on Amazon, and virtually, so 47 of the 49 are 5 stars. One guy gave it a 4-star, and he left a comment. He left a comment, which I appreciate, but one person left a 1-star with no comments. So, anyways, it's bizarre how that, that stupid little thing just is so annoying. And I have to, I always tell myself, forgive that person, whatever, maybe they don't like me for whatever reason. Maybe I said something they don't like, or maybe it's a rival, person with a book release out the same day. I don't know. I forgive them. Leave the 1-star. If you feel you need to do that, that's okay. But anyways, to counterbalance it, if you have read the book, I ask you to go leave a review. So, all right, folks, I hope you all have a wonderful day. If you're reading the book, I hope you enjoy it. And thank you everyone else who has, and thank you for all your kind words and the love that you've shown. So until tomorrow morning, folks, we'll have Dave. We'll have Dave on the show. I think we might do... I'll have to talk to him, but we might actually do the live stream. You'll find out in the morning if we're going to do it. The show will be posted around 7, like as usual, 6:37, or we'll be streaming at 7. So we will for sure be doing the members-only stream at around 8:15. So have a great day, everyone. Until tomorrow morning, I'm Tyler Zed, and this is Zedcast.